was scheduled to get married June 19th.
All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Got some of you standing. standing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I'd like to read to the end of the chapter. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. We might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Yes.
But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I want you to notice that 10th verse again. He said, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Right.
Well, the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. We often think of that, backing up again to read the 9th verse. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Yes.
We often think of that, Brother Jason, in regard to heaven. And certainly that's true. You know, you could take that verse all by itself, and certainly would, I believe, do no injustice to the scripture, you know, to talk about heaven.
Right.
How wonderful. Certainly it hadn't entered into the heart of man, you know. We cannot fully comprehend. You know, we have the revelation in the scripture, you know, the scriptural account of how heaven is. But it's far beyond even what we can comprehend with our natural mind and our feeble understanding.
Yeah.
But that wasn't certainly altogether what he was talking about here in that next verse, that 10th verse, where I want to take my text, amen, tonight, the deep things of God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Glory.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Thank God.
I'd like to get deeper, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a deeper experience. Hallelujah. I've got a book entitled Deeper Experiences of Famous Christians.
Yeah.
Have you got that one?
I think so.
Amen. By J. Gilchrist Lawson, I believe it is. He wrote that book, you know, talking about John Wesley and Charles Finney and D.L. Moody and some of those great old saints that had deeper experience, all of them without exception. They talk about an experience beyond the born-again experience, which that's the greatest experience, but, you know, being sanctified, some described it. Some said filled with the Spirit, death to the old man, a life of faith. They had different terminology. But all of them described a deeper experience with God. There is, thank God, a deeper experience.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily what I'm going to preach tonight. I want to talk to us about the deep things of God.
Yeah.
The deep things of God. The Bible says here in that 10th verse, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. That is, the Spirit reveals. Amen. The deep things of God makes previously, the word reveal means to make previously unknown or secret information known to others. God is a revealer.
Yeah.
You know, the devil, he's the god of this world that blinds men. He keeps men in darkness, you know, keeps the scales on their eyes. But God is a revealer.
Yeah.
The scripture tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Yes. We may do all the words of this law.
Right.
David, the scripture also tells us in the book of Amos that God doeth nothing. For the Lord God doeth nothing, but what he first revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. I believe there's some things that God certainly wants to reveal to his children.
Yeah.
Even it was Daniel when he interpreted the dream, not only interpreted, but he revealed the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar. And he made this statement concerning God. He said he revealeth the deep and secret things. Amen. He is a revealer, is what I'm saying. God wants to reveal some things to you and I believe, tonight. Those deep things, first of all, I believe we find right here in our scripture reading, in this second chapter, the first thing, deep thing, I want to talk to you about. Three deep things I want to talk to you about, and they're all connected. They're all interrelated. The first one being found in verse 9. Amen. The heart of man.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Amen. The heart of man. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. Amen. The things which God hath prepared for them that love him. The heart is a deep thing.
Yes, it is.
Amen. That's one of the deep things of God. Amen, that I'd like to talk to us about tonight. And the other two, amen, are an asset, if you will, to the heart of a man. The Bible tells us in Psalm 64 and 6, they search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. Yes. The heart is deep.
Yes.
Amen. I believe the Apostle Paul was saying here, there's certain things that the natural man can't see. He cannot understand. He can't comprehend. Amen. It is revealed only by the Spirit of God.
Right.
Amen. And that is the case. The heart is deep. When we speak of the heart in the scripture, it is spiritual language. He's not talking about the physical pump organ that pumps blood to all the other, organs of our body, but it is spiritual language.
Yeah, come on.
When the Bible speaks of the heart, it's talking about the thinking and the emotion and the volition or the will of a man.
Yeah.
All of those three attributes are spoken of in regards to the heart. And the psalmist said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Talking about the thinking of a man, amen, it is in the heart. And then the emotion, the Bible describes it also. Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Even the emotion of a man in the heart, and also the will of a man. The will of a man.
Yes.
The Bible in the book of Hebrews in particular, of course, I believe quoting the book of Psalms, he said, harden not thine heart as in the provocation. That is an act of the will of a man, but it's done in the depths of the heart.
Right.
Yes, the heart is deep. Jeremiah said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Within ourselves, by ourselves, we cannot really know our heart, what's in our heart. But the next verse, he said, I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So he is the heart searcher.
Right.
Amen. He can search the deep things of the heart.
Yes.
He is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. I'm telling you, there is no bottom to that bottomless pit, that heart. I know there's a bottomless pit that the devil's going to be cast into, according to the book of Revelation. But I'm just using that figuratively, understand, that the heart is a bottomless pit. I mean, just look at the world around us, the things that people are doing.
Yeah.
It is unimaginable. It is incomprehensible.
Yeah.
I mean, going in and murdering their own children, shooting a mom and dad. I mean, it's just horrible, the things that people are doing.
Yeah.
There is no bottom to that bottomless pit.
Right.
Jesus described it like this in Mark 7, 21 and 22. He said, "Fall from within. Out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and the evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness." Well, that's out of the heart.
Yeah.
Those evil things proceed out of that deep heart. Even the heart is deep. One of the deep things of God I'm talking to us about tonight. I'm telling you, I have experienced even situations in my life, feelings, and I said, "Lord, I don't understand why I feel this way." Have you ever been that, situation?
Yeah.
Well, the heart's deep. Well, I've come to realize, you know, the devil can put feelings on you sometimes.
Yeah.
He can put thoughts in your mind if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Even he can affect the way we feel. There's a multitude of things that affect the way we feel.
Yeah.
We can't always go by the way we feel.
No.
You understand?
Amen.
You know, sometimes we're high, sometimes we're low. Amen. Well, feelings change like the weather.
Yeah, it does.
Amen. There's a good little poem that goes along with this. It says, "There are three that walked upon the wall." You might have heard that. "There are three that walked upon the wall: fact, faith, and feeling. Feeling fell off and took faith alone, but fact remained. Then fact reached down and took faith by the hand, and feeling came along." Well, amen. What a profound truth is in that little poem. Amen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes, feelings come and feelings go, but thank God, God remains. The fact remains.
Yeah.
We got to stay anchored to the facts.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Of the Word of God.
Yeah.
The psalmist said in that 42nd psalm, he said, "Deep calleth unto deep." Amen. Down in the depth of the heart of man. That deep thing.
Yes.
That God has created. Man. Amen. And the heart of a man that is so deep. I believe the psalmist was saying, in the depth of his despair, in the depth of his trouble, he's crying out to the depth of God's grace and God's mercy.
Yes.
Amen. From the depth of his struggle and his problem, he's crying out to the depth of God's help. Amen. And heaven's resources. One writer said, "There is a Christ-shaped void in the heart of all mankind that Christ alone can fill." Drugs can't satisfy that. Enjoy your testimony, my brother. Drugs, alcohol, amen, immorality, I mean, illicit relationships, entertainment, you know, cannot satisfy the depth in the heart of a man. Christ alone can fill that heart-shaped void. From the depth of our poverty, we cry to the depth of God's unsearchable riches in Christ. Deep calleth unto deep. I'm glad the Lord's got the answer.
Right.
Amen. You know, the Lord, I'm not trying to preach tonight. Oh, I'm so deep. You know, Brother L.D. Moore, that holiness prophet. He talked about the young preacher, Brother Jason. He said he was preaching. He said, I'm so deep, you can't see it. I'm so deep, you can't see it. Brother Moore said a child could have saw it. He wasn't a bit deep. Well, I'm not wanting to get that deep, you understand? I don't want to keep you mystified.
No.
I don't want to keep you, well, what in the world are you talking about?
Amen.
No.
No.
Amen. God's a revealer. And God wants us to understand.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He don't want to get us so confused. We don't know what up from down and in from out and black from white. And amen. Good from evil. No, sir. He's a revealer.
Yeah.
Amen. And though the heart is deep, God searches the deep things.
Amen.
He knows what is in the heart of a man. And he's the one that can help us.
You've got questions. You've got problems. You've got no answer. You've got no solution to. But I'm telling you, this great God that is a heart searcher and a mind regulator and a soul saver and a life changer, thank God he's got the solution even to your situation. He's got the answer to your question tonight, and he's the one that can help us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, the book of Psalms. I love that book of Psalms. It is a collection of songs in which human experiences are brought into the presence of God. They show how man feels and thinks and speaks and acts when he is conscious of God. No other Bible book so totally expresses the full range of human emotions and needs in relation to God and human life. Just about every human emotion you can think of is described in that beautiful book of Psalms.
Yeah.
You see man on the highest mountain top, you know, giving God the highest praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Yeah.
Let us exalt his name together. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. But yet you see him in the deepest, darkest valley, so overwhelmed and cast down in his despair. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? And just about every other emotion is described. Its courses of praise and devotion flow down from the highest mountains, and its cries of desperation arise from the deepest valleys. You follow the singer and inquire why he sings, and the answer is always of something that God is, that God is wrought of some way in which God has revealed himself. I believe no other psalm so beautifully describes that than that 139th psalm. The psalmist starts out, "Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all of my ways." Oh, but you see, man's emotion is described as he is conscious of the presence of God, as he is brought into the awesome presence of the living God.
Right.
Again, that 139th Psalm, verse 7, David, he said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." There's just no escaping the presence of our God.
Right.
You can go in the awfulest hell hole in the world, and God is there. Even going to the most powerful, power-packed camp meeting you've ever been to, God's there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Even in the highest mountain, he's there. The lowest valley, he's there. In every situation of life, God is there.
Right.
You may have heard about the atheist man. He thought he was going to write a profound statement about God. He wrote down, "God is nowhere." Okay. His little daughter come along and read what her father had written. And she read it like this: "God is now here." Amen. And it brought conviction to an atheist, unbelieving father. God is now here. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Even I'm telling you, God also reveals the fact in that 14th verse, that 139th Psalm. He said, "I will praise thee, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made."
Yes.
Even our president has quoted part of that, even that we're wonderfully made. He quotes that part in the holy image of God in his State of the Union address. Even, well, I think that's wonderful that the leader of this great nation would acknowledge that fact. He was the first president, not trying to get political here tonight, but he was the first president on record to ever attend the National Right to Life rally. They've been having it for 47 years, and he attended it this year. Thank God, isn't that wonderful?
Yes, Lord.
Even, no, you're not an accident. Amen. You didn't evolve from the Big Bang and from a monkey. Amen. Them nutty professors up there teaching all that monkey business. I heard about one of them nutty professors. He got up and he said, "Has anybody seen God today?" Nobody spoke up.
He said, therefore, let it be established there is no God. There's a Christian young man in that class, and he spoke up, Brother Jason. He said, has anybody seen the professor's brains today? Nobody spoke up. He said, therefore, let it be established the professor has no brains.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how he come out in that class, but I say he made a good point. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We are made in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. Right. He made us. He knows all about us. Amen. As a father pitieth his son, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. I mean, he's the one that made us. He's the one that breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. Yeah. And we become a living soul. He's the one that can help us. He knows what makes you tick. He knows what troubles you. He knows what bothers you. He can speak to you in such a way you know he's talking directly to you.
Right.
Yeah. And nobody else. He can talk language you understand.
Thank God.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Young people, he loves you. He wants to help you.
Yes, he does.
Amen. The psalmist, those last two verses that I mentioned of my precious mother, they told us she had about 6 weeks, or told the family. They didn't tell her. They told her the cancer had spread. And anyway, they told the family she's got about 6 weeks. She didn't make it quite that long. And I was concerned. Mama brought me in, up in church all of my life. She prayed for me, brother. Like your mother, you talked about, and that was wonderful. But there come a time when I had to pray for Mama.
Yeah.
And anyway, to make a long story short, I quoted those last two verses of that 139th Psalm to my Mama after I read the last three chapters of the Bible, you know, read about the great white throne of judgment, the new heaven, the new earth, even the lake of fire and all of that, you know, the end of all things. And I read that, and then I looked at my dear mother. I said, Mama, do you feel like you're ready to meet the Lord? She said very meekly, very humbly, I believe I am. I believe the Lord would let me know if I wasn't. I said, well, Mama, you know, the psalmist says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Well, that stayed with Mama. When I went to see her just a few days before she crossed on over Chile, Jordan, as we say, that Jesus, oh, Mama liked that Jesus-only nurse, not because she believed in that doctrine, you see, but she said she dresses like a lady. She liked that part.
Yeah.
Amen. I got along pretty good with her, and some of the rest of them didn't, and my family did, but anyway, that's another story. And she told me, that nurse told me, she said, your mother, we had the best prayer meeting. Said she was praying up a storm.
Thank you, Lord.
And she told me, she said, one of my sons said, Mama, have you done any souls? Amen. On her death, then all eight of us children still living. There was 10 of us all together. I'm the baby of 10. Baby of 10. There was eight of us still living. And we was all gathered around Mama's bedside. I was right up there at the head of her bed. And she was quoting what Jesus told that thief on the cross, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Some of the last words she said. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Thank God he's a heart fixer. He's a soul savior. He's a mind regulator. He's a life changer. Glory to God. Yes, those deep things. You say, I don't even understand myself. God understands you. And God can help you. Hallelujah. Yeah, the deep things. One of the deep things of God is the heart of a man. Amen. Moving right on, I believe we find again in our scripture reading here tonight two more deep things, amen, that correlate to the deep thing, the heart of man, and that can certainly minister and add help and comfort and have the answers to the heart of a man is found in that 13th verse. Amen. Where he said here, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Another one of the deep things, I believe certainly the great apostle is talking, maybe about other things, but one thing in particular, he's saying Amen. He's talking about this Bible. He's talking about the Word of God. It is a spiritual book,
right,
and it is spiritually discerned, yes, spiritually written, and spiritually discerned. The word there, amen, discernment or discerned is to perceive or recognize. Yes. It takes the Spirit of God, amen, amen, to understand it. Yes. Amen. The author of the Bible, we know, is the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Knowing this first, Peter said that no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the author of the Bible.
Right.
If you want to know the Bible, get acquainted with the author. Even that great preacher, you know, he got saved. He's gone on to his reward. I refrain from calling his name, but I love to hear the man. He said he got saved that night, come back the next night. Amen. He come to that altar again when the altar call was given. And that evangelist said, what are you seeking for? Are you seeking for the Holy Ghost? He said, I don't know. Is that what's next? He said, well, yeah. He said, you need to get the Holy Ghost. He said, well, is that better than what I got last night? He said, no, son, it's not any better than what you got last night. He said, but it'll make what you got better.
Yeah.
I like that.
Woo.
Nothing any better than getting saved, but just go on deeper.
Jesus.
Amen. Get sanctified.
Yeah.
Get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Holy Ghost is the author of the Bible, but our scripture text tonight tells us in that 10th verse, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Not only is He the author of the Bible, He's the revealer of the Bible.
Yes,
he is.
He's the one that can anoint our eyes with eyes have that we could see.
Yes.
Like Jesus counseled that Laodicean church. Even He can open up the eyes of our understanding.
Yes.
Even that we would be enlightened. Oh, some people say, I just can't understand that old King James Bible. All them these and thous. Old Bob Jones had a lot of common sense and a lot of practical wisdom. I didn't know the man, but I picked up a little book he wrote. And he said, well, let's just find something, see if you can understand. He said, see if you can understand this. Thou shalt not kill. I wish some of them could understand that, don't you? In this political world, I won't call any names. Amen. They want to kill unborn babies and even babies born alive. I wish they could understand that one, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
Yes, He does.
Amen. Well, He said, see if you can understand this one. Thou shalt not steal. Yep. Amen. Oh. This is a book for a lifetime. It's got milk for little babes,
yep,
and it's got strong meat for the mature Christian.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Yes, the Bible. God reveals Himself to you and I through the Bible.
Yes.
I get to know Brother Jason. We visited a little bit. You know, I'm just getting acquainted with him.
Yes.
But by our conversation, we reveal something about ourselves.
Yep.
Don't we? You know, when you get to know somebody, you become comfortable. You open up and you speak your mind. You say what's on your mind. You know, maybe what's in your heart. Express your emotions, maybe your desires and your intentions, you know, when you really get acquainted with somebody. So it is in the Bible. It is the written mind of God.
Right.
It is the written will of God.
Woo-hoo.
Amen. It is the expression. Amen. The things He hates and things that He loves. God revealed Himself to young Samuel, you remember?
Yeah.
He's dedicated to God, got a praying mama. Oh, yeah, all He knows is holy things. Being in the temple, being around the high priest, and being around holy things. But he didn't yet know the Lord, the Bible said. Neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. But God revealed Himself to Samuel by the word of God.
Yes.
And so He reveals Himself to you and I through the Bible, through the Word of God. I love God's Word, don't you?
Yes. Hey.
You know, I'm telling you, it's unreal. I'm not saying this coronavirus is not real. I know people that have got it. A man that we used to pastor, Brother Hamp Owen, he got it. Thank God he recovered from it. My wife, she works a little bit part-time in the elections office. Well, the lady that's in charge of that elections office, her husband got it. Thank God he recovered. Do y'all know Brother Fonzo Randolph? heard the name anyway. Brother Fonzoga, he was at the point of death, but he also had black lung. He had bronchitis, what I was told, before they found out he had this COVID-19. And thank God the doctors were astounded. They sent me a little video. Hope you don't fall out with me about it, but they did. They sent me a little video. They're rolling Brother Fonzo out. Oh, them healthcare workers and doctors lined up clapping and cheering. Even because they didn't think he was going to make it. But by the miracle working power of God Almighty, God brought him out. God healed him by the power of God. Oh, thank God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, yes. What I was saying, what I was trying to say, picturing to say, is this. I'm not saying the virus is not real, but I'm telling you that the globalists, they're using it. Those that are ready, let's get this new world order in order. Amen. They're using it. They're fanning the flames of fear. Amen. To fill men's heart. And listen, if we fill our minds with CNN and ABC and CBS, amen, and all the rest of that trash,
right,
our hearts will be so filled with fear. But I'd like to fill my mind with the Word of God. Listen to some good preaching. Pull up the scripture. Amen. And listen to God's Bible. I laid out here this evening, took a little rest. Amen. I had it playing on my phone. Thank God.
Yeah.
The good King James Bible.
Yes.
Powerful.
Amen.
God's Word is powerful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. You know, they tell me that medical science has confirmed what the Bible had already told us.
Right. Yeah.
Even medical science has proven that one outburst of anger has an immune system suppressing effect for up to 24 hours.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they've also proven that one outburst of hilarious laughter has an immune system enhancing effect for up to 24 hours. They said it releases endorphins into the bloodstream that has a positive effect upon the human body. They said just the mere physical act of smiling has a positive impact upon the physical body. Well, the scripture tells us, doesn't it? A merry heart doeth good, like a medicine. But a broken spirit drive the bones. Hallelujah. I don't want to be foolish, but I'm telling you, some things are funny. Amen. You know, we need a laugh or cry. Amen. I tell you, I want to believe the Bible.
Yeah.
I want to get the Word of God in me. Amen. The wise men said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them. And they are health to all of their flesh. Thank God there's life. He's saying in the Word of God, it's life. It's life. It'll cause you to live. Listen, it'll put meat on these old dry bones. It'll take us from the graveyard spiritually to the battlefield. It usually works in the reverse, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But in God's way of doing things, in God's miracle working power, He can take us from the graveyard spiritually. Amen. And put us on the firing line once again. Yes, sir. Let the Bible speak to you. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true, and its decisions are immortal. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains a light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's mount, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here paradise is restored, heaven open, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is the grand subject, our good the design, and the glory of God its end.
Right.
It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It has been said in most cases, if you find a Bible coming apart, the owner isn't.
Yeah.
I like that, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that.
Yeah.
Find the Bible coming apart, the owner isn't. Amen. Praise God. Yes. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of gold, and a river of pleasure. It is the book of life to be opened at the judgment and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, will reward the greatest labor, and will condemn all who trifle with its sacred contents. Amen. The statement has been made. Perhaps you've heard it. Other books inform, but the Bible transforms.
Yes. Right.
Amen. It says of itself in Hebrews 4 and 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. What other book can do that?
Right.
It is quick. That means it's living, it's active, it's piercing and discerning.
Yes.
The word of God. Yes, it is like a razor-sharp surgeon's knife that can cut out the tumor, that can cut away the cancer. Amen. So this two-edged sword, this sharp two-edged sword, it can cut out the sin.
Right.
It can cut out the rebellion. It can cut out the works of the flesh or anything displeasing to the Lord in our lives. I want it to have that effect on me, don't you?
Yes, Lord.
Or either it will cut to bring judgment. You know, Jesus spoke about one church, I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
Yeah.
At the Battle of Armageddon in Revelation 19, he comes back and those are slain by the sword that proceeds out of his mouth. All he's going to do is just speak the word.
Right.
Great God, he just spoke the word in the beginning and the worlds were framed. He spoke to nothing and it became everything.
Yeah.
Thank God. Let there be, let there be. He just said, let there be light. Even the darkness didn't argue back. I don't want to shine. I don't want to shine. No. Amen. He spoke to the darkness and the light appeared. He spoke to nothing and it became everything.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, it's powerful.
Yes,
it'll either cut to bring healing. That's what the surgeon does. He cuts to bring healing.
Yes.
To get rid of that is hindering, amen, that individual's health. Amen. That's the way the word of God is. It'll cut us. Amen. I heard that great preacher preach another day. Amen, Brother Jason. I said, oh. Amen. And I didn't get mad at that preacher.
No.
That man of God, that godly man. No, sir. I mean, he's speaking from looked like a higher plane than where I was at. I said, Lord, help me to move on up to higher ground.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes.
The word of God is very powerful tonight. You perhaps have heard the acronym of Bible, B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah.
Basic instructions before leaving earth. Do you want to be in the center of God's will? Get in the center of God's word.
Yeah.
Psalm 117 is the shortest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. The middle chapter in the Bible is Psalm 118, and the term of the middle verse, even the very center of the Bible, is Psalm 118, verse 8, and it states, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I want to trust him, don't you?
Yeah.
Even somebody said I was barred from them, I tested positive. By the way, I tested positive for faith. Faith in God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, give my man, give my blood.
Glory.
Amen. Praise God. Sounds like that'd be a good message on it, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
Maybe you can preach that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm tested positive for faith in God.
Yeah.
I'd rather believe God than believe CNN.
Woo.
Like our beloved brethren said, fake news.
Yeah.
He's got all that can't stand that he calls them out on it. I love it. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you the thing I love about him. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's a fighter. I say thank God. God put him in there.
Yeah,
God put him in there. I'm getting too political here. I know that. Amen. But I heard I'd be all right. Amen.
Yeah.
A good brother back there told me to be all right. Praise God. But let me move on. The deep things of God, the Bible, is a deep thing.
Yes.
I'm telling you, in this great Bible, he's got the solution.
Yes.
Every problem, every question that you and I have got, he's got the answer.
He's
right
got
here
it.
In this Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glory. Thousands of years ago, over what, a 400-year period of time, even different authors, some over 40 different authors, some very brilliant men, some very uneducated men, scholars and lawyers and doctors, and physicians, sheep herders, amen, all different vocations of life, amen, but such unity of thought, even in the Bible, no other book like it. Seven chapters that sum up the entire message of the Bible. I come across this. It blessed me. I've shared it in devotions different times. And I think it's a great, great, you know, somebody asked me here recently, what was that? You know, their son, they wanted to talk to their son about, you know, where to start reading the Bible. And I said, well, these seven chapters would really sum up if you knew nothing about the Bible. I probably am among you scholars tonight, Bible scholars. But I'm just saying, if you knew nothing about the Bible, these seven chapters would sum up the entire message of the Bible. Maybe the first one, Genesis chapter 1, creation.
Yeah.
How it all got started. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Right.
Amen. Oh, Ken Hovind, he used to say, anytime you read a fairy tale, it always starts out millions of years ago, or long, long ago. Yeah. Long, long. I mean, Snow White, Cinderella, all the rest of them, long, long ago. Used to read them little stories to my children. You know. Long, that's always the way a fairy tale starts out. Millions and millions of years ago. Millions of years ago, the Big Bang happened. You know, we was going up, riding up the top of Stone Mountain some time ago, and that man, you know, in the control, you know, controlling that sky lift going on up the mountain. He said, yeah, this rocket formed 40 million years ago. I wanted to say, sir, were you here? You talk like an expert. Were you here when that happened? Amen. Well, it tells us how it all got started. Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
Where we come from.
Yeah.
But then it tells us in Genesis chapter 3, the second chapter that sums up the entire message of the Bible, the fall of man.
The fall.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty wasn't the only one had a great fall. We're in a fallen world.
Right.
Amen. We're in a fallen world. Well, you better lock your car. I don't even get out and go in the store without locking my car. Try not to.
Amen.
Amen. Get out, pump my gas. I'd go and pay for it. I lock the car.
Yeah.
Because we're in a fallen world.
Fallen.
Amen. But thank God, Luke chapter 2. Amen. The birth of the Savior. Amen. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. A Savior is born this day in the city of David,
yes,
which is Christ the Lord. Yes, sir. That is the good news of the gospel. We didn't come with a message of gloom and doom. Amen. We come with a gospel, which is good news.
Right.
Glad tidings. Amen. Number 4, the sufferings of Christ, Isaiah 53. Amen. The sufferings of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Number 5, John chapter 19, the crucifixion. Amen. Number 6, John chapter 20, the resurrection.
Resurrection.
Thank God for the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Old Paul Harvey used to say, yeah, they put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never was a man like Jesus. It's Friday now, but Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. Oh, he got up. He got up. He got up out of that grave. Even in the last one, number 7, the end of all things, Revelation 21. I hope I'm not being too wearisome to you tonight. I'd like to help you. Even one more deep thing I want to talk to you about. Even one more deep thing. They're all connected. Yes, the heart is deep. The Word of God is deep. Amen. But thank God, God wants to reveal it to us.
Right.
Amen. By His Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. The last thing, again, is found in our scripture reading. He said, now we have received not the Spirit which is of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. We might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen. The Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. That is a deep thing. Yes, sir, the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I do like to keep up with current events and what's going on, but more importantly than that, I'd like to stay in contact with the glory world. I'd like to know what's going on in that heavenly realm, wouldn't you?
Amen.
I'm telling you, it was Elijah so tuned into heaven. He's hearing things that nobody else can hear.
Yes.
Amen. They don't see a cloud in the sky. The weatherman says, amen, dusty and dry continued. But he said, there is a sound of an abundance of rain. He's hearing things. God's revealing to him some things by the Spirit. And I'm telling you, this wonderful Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the world. If you listen to the Spirit of the world, it'll fill your mind with panic in the middle of this pandemic. It'll fill your heart full of fear and trouble and worry and gloom and doom. Oh, but I'd like to listen in to hear what the Lord is saying with you. From the glory world. Amen. The old song said, I just heard from heaven and it's all right now. Hallelujah. Brother L.D. Moore said two different times. He said, I come by the same place and heard angels sing. Oh, said I heard angels sing. Heard things nobody else, the earthly ears not hearing. I'm telling you, God wants to reveal to us. I believe Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 47, Brother Jason, I believe God showed him that Holy Ghost river. You talk about deep things. He led him out. He was led specifically. He led me. He was led by the Spirit of God into that Holy Ghost river in Ezekiel 47. He led him out 1,000 cubits. Waters were to the ankles. He just got his feet wet. I believe it describing the threefold plan of salvation. Hope I'm not losing you, Mike. Oh, yeah, then he led him out 1,000 cubits. Waters were to the knees. Amen. Led him 1,000. Waters were to the loins.
Yeah.
Am I boring you to death?
No.
Amen. I want to help you. I really do. Can you see he's getting deeper all the time?
Yeah.
Can y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't too deep, is it? It ain't too deep. You can't see it.
Come on.
Amen. I don't want to get that deep, Brother Jason. I want to help you. I want you to see it.
Yeah.
God wants us to see it. He don't want to keep us in darkness. I'm dead. He's getting deeper all the time. Y'all see that?
Right.
Yes. He got his feet wet. To his knees, to his loins. I mean, it don't take a theologian to figure that one out. He's getting deeper in the water.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all see that, can't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Then he led him out 1,000. Oh, and all of a sudden, if there was any, I'm just using my sanctified imagination. Those on the back said, where'd old Zeke go? Where'd old Zeke go? A little while that head come bobbing up. There he is. How deep is it, Zeke? He said, I can't find the bottom, boys. I'll just come over to the other side. Can't swim that far, fellas. Even a river that could not be passed over. Waters to swim in. God, I'm telling you, there's a deeper experience. God would like to lead us out deeper in the realms of the Spirit. I tell you, the whole up of the Holy Ghost tonight. He'd like to lead us out deeper. Oh, get in saved. Even nothing any greater than getting saved. He wants to lead you on a little deeper. The waters of sanctification lead you on deeper. The waters of the Holy Ghost baptism. Come to, well, I got it, I got it. No, no, no. That's just a starting place. He wants to get you out so deep, even over your head, in the realms of the Spirit. I'm telling you, great God, God can lead us out deeper in the realms of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That man of God, Brother Russell McDonald. Anybody know Brother McDonald?
Oh, yeah.
God's used him a lot, like he did Brother Moore. Like he did Brother L.D. Moore. Brother Moore was amazing. Amen. Brother Moore would say the premium's on the Spirit. And how true that is. The premium. I can't do it. Amen. I don't have an incantation. I don't have any black magic. I don't have any tricks up my sleeve. I mean, I'm borrowing this from that great old holiest prophet. There's no hocus pocus, dilly eye docus coming to focus. That's going to work. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. We need the moving of the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, he can touch the heart like our brother testified about. Amen. The Spirit of God. Amen. He can touch that in our soul. Amen. That deep longing in our heart that's longing for God. Amen. God can touch us in a way. He can talk to us in a way that we can understand what God is saying.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to be led deeper with you.
Yes.
I believe Ezekiel 47, I believe he saw the same river that Jesus described in John 7 and 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John, making no mistake what Jesus was talking about. He said, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. But the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Great God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling a little religious around here tonight. Glory to God. Good to be in the house of God. Good to be gathered with God's wonderful people and to feel the sweet presence of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, the fruit of the Spirit is in that river.
Yes.
Hey, you talk about deep love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I mean, just you talk about deep. I'm closing here. Love passeth knowledge, beyond the comprehension of a man. There's a lady, I won't call her name, y'all probably wouldn't know her, down in Virginia. Her husband left her a number of years ago, but every morning she said she'd get up. I was told this by one of her sons. She'd get up, Brother Jason, and read 1 Corinthians 13. She said, I didn't want to get bitterness in my heart. I wanted to keep love. Oh, she kept on praying and kept on loving. And the first time I met her husband, he was glowing. Oh, I'm telling you, the light of heaven was radiating on his countenance. I never knew him out there in the world. I'd heard about him. And the first time I met him, thank God, he was saved by the grace of God. And love, you can't comprehend the love, joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Peace that passeth all understanding.
Yes.
Bombs exploding, the world falling apart. Oh, disarming news, but peace.
Peace.
Storm raging, but peace.
Peace, Lord.
I'm telling you, that's deep, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank God the gifts of the Spirit are in that river. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 to 11. Amen. Miracles. Discerning of spirits. Amen. Wisdom. The word of wisdom. The word of knowledge.
Yeah.
I love to hear. I've listened. My pastor's the one that got me on it, Brother Jason. I've listened to every message of Brother L.D. Moore on that holinesspreaching.org or whatever it is. I went and been going back through and listening to him again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so... The man, he just was full of wisdom. I never did need him. I called him two or three times. I was hoping I was going to get a word from the Lord. I'm talking about the deep things of God. I'm talking about that Holy Ghost river. It's deep.
Yeah.
Amen. Here's a man in tune with God. He hears from God. If he says, yea, saith the Lord, you can mark it down. I mean, time and time and time again, he was always very encouraging. But one thing I picked up and heard him preach, he'd tell them old stories, you know, and I love it. Break out and go to singing. But he just full of wisdom and good common sense and had such a wonderful spirit. Amen. Had such a wonderful spirit.
Thanks.
The gifts of the Spirit are in that river.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the Lord would like those gifts in operation.
Yes.
Amen. I mentioned Brother McDonald, then I went on to something else. But coming back to Brother McDonald, it was in 1996, Brother Doug Cornett. Anybody know Brother Doug Cornett?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. He said, that man of God called him out. Come here, Brother Doug. Get your wife. Get your children. Bring your family. Your mom, your dad, whoever. Aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters. In-laws and outlaws. I mean, got them all up there. Amen. He began to prophesy. He said, it's going to be a tragedy. It's going to be tragic. So words to that effect, he would weep. And he would prophesy again. But he said, if your wife will pray, if your family will pray, God's going to bring you through it. And God brought him through it. Who but God? Amen. Can know. That was the 1st of May, 1996. Amen. Just a few months later, I think maybe June or July. He said, a head-on collision. Amen. Pronounced DOA. But he's pastoring a church in Richmond, Indiana, as far as I know tonight.
Yeah.
What a wonderful spirit Brother Doug has.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Oh, who but God? I'm telling you, God knows. He wants the Holy Ghost operating. Amen. In the church. In the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Brother Moore told about that lady, said, coming out with her mosquito bar top on, prophesying over her daddy. Yeah, I say unto thee, Daddy, if thou wilt go with me, thou shalt surely be blessed. You'll be blessed and you're going out and then you're coming in. He said, the Spirit of God moved on me on the other side of that bed. I said, yea, I say unto thee, Brother McFarland, if you go, you'll die miles from your friends. And said, he did. Said he went with her and he did. Just like that man of God. Just like the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Sweet Lamb of God. He wants to help his people. I know this has been a great crisis. David, some of you have been troubled. I must confess, Brother Jason, I'm not going to tell you it didn't bother me. Oh, I could just see the devil. Amen. I didn't have a vision, but just in my mind's eye, I could see my brother rubbing his hands with glee, rejoicing. I got the church shut down. Contrary to what the Bible tells us, I know we were in a tough situation. I'm not throwing any stones. Don't misunderstand me at anybody. No, sir. We tried to do the best thing we knew to do. Like one great man of God told me, he said they'd already shut their gods down. They shut the NBA down.
Oh, yeah.
NFL, you know, baseball, soccer, and everything else. They shut all the race car driving and all the rest of it. Amen. So we understand. We've been in quite a crisis. But thank God we're getting turned loose.
Yeah.
Thank God we're gathered back together.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The Bible tells us.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Daniel had it. I'm closing here. Amen. Maybe just stand to rest yourself. I hope it wasn't too long and boring here tonight. I hope I said something. I felt the presence of God.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. God wants to help you, brother. God wants to touch you. I saw him touching you a while ago. I know you're coming here maybe with a hunger in your heart. God wants to help you. Amen. I wasn't planning on saying that. But I say I feel the Spirit of God here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. God wants to help us.
Yeah.
God knows how to touch us, my brother. He can set the captive free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. You've been trying to feel the same old holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain,
he's a painter. You feel lost, he's a way maker.
You need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. We've all tried to feel the same old holes inside. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Thank God, thank God, thank
yes.
God, he's a chain breaker.
Yes.
I love that little song. Hey, that's one song they come out with in the recent years. Got a message to it.
Yes.
Hey, a lot of them they come out with a bunch of foolishness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, but so shallow, and so, you know, flaky. Thank God he's a chain breaker.
Yes.
Amen. He's a chain breaker.
Yes.
Thank God they turned us loose from house arrest.
Yes.
Lockdown. Amen. I'm glad to be free, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. Let God help you tonight. I tell you, I feel the Spirit of God here.
Oh,
I'm not trying to get out of order, brother.
Come on.
Pastor.
Come on.
I tell you, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. You need help from God.
Amen.
You got a problem. Amen. You need a solution to. You got a question.
Yes.
You need an answer to. God's got what you're looking for. Amen. I just preach it on habit.
Yes.
Amen. The pastor may not have it, but God Almighty's got what you need tonight.
Yes.
That's what we need. Need the Holy Ghost working and moving among us. But it's been a blessing. For me, I really like it. It says, would you be my praise partner? Help me praise the Lord. Would you be my praise partner? Help me praise the Lord. I could praise him by myself, but there's more power with your help. Would you be my praise partner? Come on and help me praise the Lord. If I sing, will you sing? Help me praise the Lord. If I sing, will you sing? Help me praise the Lord. If I clap, will you clap? Help me praise the Lord. If I clap, will you clap? Help me praise the Lord. If I shout, will you shout? Help me praise the Lord. If I shout, will you shout? Help me praise the Lord. If I dance, will you dance? Help me praise the Lord. If I dance, will you dance? Help me praise the Lord. Would you be my praise partner? Help me praise the Lord. Would you be my praise partner? Help me praise the Lord. I could praise him by myself, but there's more power with your help. Would you be my praise partner? Come on and help me praise the Lord. You know the Bible says to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. It says, oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. In the last two Psalms, he says to praise him in the dance. Praise him in the dance.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Wonderful, ain't it?
Yeah.
We heard tonight. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Amen. For speaking to us right here tonight. Amen. Praise God.